Have you ever heard of Life's Little Instruction Book? Here's the one written from the Wisdom of Children. Never trust a dog to watch your food. Patrick 10. When you want something expensive, ask your grandparents. Matt, age 12. Never try to hide a piece of broccoli in a glass of milk. Rosemary, age 7. Don't flush the toilet when your dad's in the shower. Lamar, 10. Never ask for anything that costs more than $5 when your parents are doing their taxes. When your dad is mad and asks, "Do I look stupid?" don't answer him. Never tell your mom her diet isn't working. Michael, age 14. Don't pick on your sister when she's holding a baseball bat. And my favorite one is, never try to baptize a cat. Laura, age 13. All humorous rules, but also very practical. In today's gospel, we hear, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." These words may strike us as strange. Looking a little deeper, Jesus' words make sense if we translate the Torah as law. It actually means something more like instruction. In Jesus' mind, the Torah would have been more than an ancient law code. It was God's instruction for becoming a human being. Sirach speaks the challenge of following this law. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. All we need to do is choose to follow. Wouldn't it be great if it really was that simple? I am reminded of someone whose solution to any problem is to say, "All you have to do is whatever," without any concern for the bigger picture. Never a real solution, just always a suggestion. Most of us know that life is not simple. There are difficulties that arise due to the very nature of our humanity. Jesus knew that there were more to following the law in one's life. In Matthew's gospel, he recognizes that understanding the law needs to be developed more fully. His followers are restless and asking questions. He wants them to have the wisdom to appreciate the law on a deeper level. Where does the desire to kill someone come from? Where does it start? It starts with lust, anger, name-calling, bullying, acting without love or mercy. Right relationship is derailed when there is no clear understanding of these things. Like a pebble dropped in a pond, the concentric circles radiate out from the center. Everything around the center is the law is affected by the wave of each center, each circle, as it radiates outward. The law is not simple, but instead is layered with life, humanity, and the culture of the times. Choices are not made in a vacuum, but instead are made in relationship. Jesus came to fulfill the law, a law that must be perpetually deepened with the growing wisdom of the time. The work of fulfilling the law is in unceasing evolution. How different that looks today in a culture that is driven by media and technology. Need I ask, what iPhone or Android have you with you right now? The task of applying new wisdom gained over time in a culture that is becoming more diverse, with new temptations disguised as normal, requires great resourcefulness. Nothing is static and must always be open to new interpretations and relevance. The basics are tried and true, but the response revolves and regenerates itself with time and wisdom. Did Jesus really mean pluck out your eye? Or did he mean divert your eyes when you know that your gaze is not respectful? Did he really mean think about what that hand of yours is capable of? Jesus asks that we not let the laws become stumbling blocks, but instead a foundation for growth. Don't come to this altar without taking responsibility for your actions. Take the steps necessary to bring wholeness to brokenness. The struggle with keeping the law should be taken seriously because it is the foundation of right relationship with God. Using the struggle helps us to integrate morality and ethics into our daily lives and to build up the kingdom of God. The law manifests basic values in our ever-changing world and invites us to engage our world with love and mercy. And in doing so, we become more human. Like Jesus, many a 9-inch nail will pierce our flesh as we love the world into the kingdom of God. But don't be afraid. Like Jesus, this is the journey to a better world and to eternal life. Today we are reminded that Jesus reflected God's glory in the world. He understood and lived God's instructions perfectly. We can choose to walk with him from today into tomorrow. By conforming our life to his example, we too become the reflection of the divine glory that God always intended for us to be. From today's psalm, we pray, Lord, teach me the way of your laws, and I shall observe them with care. And our future? Well, as we heard, eye has not seen and ear not heard what God has prepared for those who love him.